Good evening, and welcome to the October 20th, 2014 regular council meeting. I'm Mayor Giles, and I'll be conducting the meeting. We will begin today's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Isaiah Clater with the Rock City Church International, and that will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance from Caleb Alger. Please stand us for, or please join us in standing for the invocation and pledge.
Father, tonight we thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you for these civil servants that you have provincially provided, that we might have a strong, healthy, vibrant community in the city of Mesa. My prayer tonight for them is that you would give them wisdom, that they may continue to make sound judgments. Father, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Will everybody please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Young Reads, present, arms. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Order, arms.
Thank you very much, Caleb and Pastor. We appreciate your help with our meeting today. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the presentation of awards and recognitions. We have two awards and recognitions tonight. First, we saw briefly from one of the gentlemen who's here to receive an award that the first are three East Valley young Marines who have gone above and beyond in educating youth about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. Each of them will be presented with a certificate from the City of Mesa. Here to introduce them and tell us more about the program is Frank Alger, who is the unit commander of the East Valley Young Marines. Frank.
Mayor and City Council, thank you for having us today. Just a little bit about the East Valley Young Marines. The Young Marine Program is a program for children between the ages of 8 and 18. And our primary focus is drug demand reduction, teaching the kids about tobacco and alcohol and drugs, and making sure that we educate not only them, but then they can educate their peers, which these three have done. These three have completed the Project Alert, which is a nationally recognized certification process program where they can go out and it teaches them how to teach kids. They've also completed their DEA device, which is an award that they received from the DEA for their efforts in teaching kids about drugs. They have to give four presentations, 20 minutes long minimum, and it has to be to their peers outside of the Young Marine program. And all three of these young men have done that, and they've been working with Melinda at the Mesa Police Department. They've been working with other organizations to get into the community and into their schools to do that. Also, I would like to also mention one other person that has been a vital part of the East Valley Young Marines, and she has received this year the recognition for being the Registered Adult of the Year, and she actually happens to be here, and her name is Dawn Henry. And so if I could just give this to her tonight.
Thank you.
And I do appreciate your time, Mayor and City Council. Thank you for having us.
Sorry. Thank you. I'll come down and present these, but I just wanted to make sure that we mention the names of the three young men who are here, and that's Hayden Lippincott, Caleb Alger, who gave us the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Tyson Henry. So, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Thank you. The next item we have is a proclamation regarding National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I have the proclamation here. And in order of in honor of National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Mayor's Office issued a proclamation, and as you can see, many of us are wearing purple in support of this very important topic. I'd now like to invite Councilmember David Luna to tell us more about this important topic.
It's a very important subject, and we all try to eradicate it. This is an issue that I have a passion for, and I've been very much involved with a New Leaf for 20 years, trying to bring awareness to this very important subject. As well as Mesa is a member of the Maricopa Association of Governments Domestic Violence Council, and I get to serve on that council. The City of Mesa has long sought to fight domestic violence through partnerships with various centers and with the Mesa Police Department. I want to thank all our staff members and police safety officers who work so hard to protect our victims of domestic violence and to help fight future occurrences. You may not be aware that one in four women, and one in 12 men are victims of domestic violence. It touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. I would like to read a portion of the proclamation at this time. In recognition of this important work done by domestic violence programs, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month urges all citizens to actively participate in scheduled activities and programs to work towards improving victim safety and holding perpetrators of domestic abuse accountable for their actions against individual victims and our society as a whole. There are members of our community as well as our public safety divisions here, and I'd like to go ahead and acknowledge the mayor, if that's okay.
Please.
We have, first of all, we have Rebecca Begay, if she wouldn't mind standing up. And she is Victim Services Supervisor. Beth Vidales, she is Victims Notification Clerk. Shelley Ward, Victims Advocate. Wendy Dugan, she is Domestic Violence Prosecutor. And of course, John Bellotti, who is our City Prosecutor. We also have Commander Jeff Thompson from the Mesa DV Unit. I don't know if he's here. And we also have individuals from the, you can go ahead and sit down, thank you. We also have individuals from the Center Against Family Violence, if they wouldn't mind standing up, they're back there. I don't have your names, but we do want to recognize you for all your efforts and all you do to help our community. Thank you so much. And we have representatives from A New Leaf, and that is Kathy Denofi, Director of Community Services, if you wouldn't mind standing, and Dana Martinez, Program Manager for DV Programs with A New Leaf. Thank you for serving our community, and thank you for all you do to protect families. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Councilmember Luna, and those great folks that are here fighting that fight for us. We appreciate you. The first item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Arizona Democratic Party, one-day political party event, Saturday, October 25th, 2100 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Colon Cancer Alliance Blue Note Fund, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 1st, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, Friday, October 31st, 105 West Main Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, Friday, November 7th, on McDonald Street from Main Street to Pepper, and on Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Tower Point RV Resort, 4860 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract for emergency purchases of HVAC chiller compressor replacement at the Mesa Active Adult Center downtown as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4B, act on contract for emergency repairs to a JCB wheel loader as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 4C, act on contract for emergency purchase of 3-year electronic patient care reporting software subscription and tablets to replace the current system for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Fire and Medical Department operating budget. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase 11 light-duty pickup trucks, 9 replacement and 2 additions for various city departments. 2 of the replacements are funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund, 7 replacements by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund, and the 2 additions are funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for ID badging supplies for the police department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement vehicles for the police department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4G, act on 2-year term contract for crack seal services for the transportation department. Item 4H, act on 3-year term contract for fertilizer for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4I, act on 3-year term contract for Class 250 residential gas meters for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4J, act on 6-month term contract for heavy-duty synthetic diesel oil for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4K, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for fasteners, hardware, and electrical supplies for Fleet Services and various city departments. Item 4L, act on 3-year term term contract for gas service regulators for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4M, act on master job order contract for general construction services. Item 4N, act on contract for the Mesa Regional Dispatch Center. Funding's available in the 2013 Public Safety Bond Program. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Department of Defense through the Office of Economic Adjustment for operational support and consulting services at Arizona Laboratories for Security and Defense Research. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for the purchase of radio systems for the police department's aviation unit. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for equipment and training for the police department's rapid response task force. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for the purchase of equipment and training for the police department's Homeland Security unit. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the Arizona Commission on the Arts for the Mesa Arts Center programming, including outreach education for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the National Endowment for the Mesa Arts Center for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. The funds are for the Jazz from A to Z program for students and teachers and the integration of jazz in schools' traditional history curriculum. Item 5G, act on resolution to extinguish a public utility easement at 4711 East Ivy Street. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-044, 5404 East Southern Avenue, located east of Higley Road on the north side of Southern Avenue, rezone and site plan modification to allow development of a veterinary office. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-045, the 8400 through 10,800 blocks of East Elliott Road, located between Hawes and Signal Butte Roads on the north side of Elliott Road to the Salt River Project transmission line easement, approximately a half mile to the north. This is rezoned to create the Elliott Road Technology Corridor Planned Area Development Overlay. This request will establish a zoning overlay on the site to guide future development of employment uses. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance amending Title IX of the Mesa City Code by adding subsection 9-6-4J, establishing street lighting requirements for Mulberry Master Plan Community located north of Guadalupe Road, west of Signal Butte Road. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11, Chapter 41, Section 7 of the sign ordinance regarding the use of banners when placed in the public right-of-way, attached to public streetlight and other public infrastructure, and conveying messages related to civic and cultural events, activities, and programs. Item 7A, act on ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities to provide modifications and alternatives to development regulations, standards, and requirements for detached single residences on one lot or parcel located outside of the city limits and amending the modification section of the terms and conditions. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. Christopher. Council, is there any motion to move any of these items off the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, has the public requested any of these items to be removed?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. In that case, do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda? Apparently we do. And seconded. All in favor, please vote. And it's unanimous that that passes. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
Only the one blue card I gave you. That's
okay. Thank you. I do have one card from Andrea Garcia. Ms. Garcia, could you please come forward? And for the record, I'm afraid because it's a public meeting, we need to keep track of these things. Would you please give us your name?
Andrea J. Garcia, and I think I did.
I'm sorry. Let me make sure you get to the microphone so we get a good record. Just need your name and your address, and then you have 3 minutes to tell us what you'd like us to hear.
Okay. My first thing is, do I have to tell you like the item number? I just have 3 minutes to
No,
speak.
Ma'am. You just need to tell us your name and your address, and then we start a clock, unfortunately.
My name is Andrea Garcia. I live at 1321 South Allen. Mayor Fintner knows that address well. I wanted to thank Mayor Fintner for the help that he gave us during the floods, that the city did a great job afterwards. But I am here to call the city of Mesa to the carpet and ask you, beg of you, just even looking at the agenda now, I don't know a whole lot about how the city budgets work, but I'm learning a 54% tax increase is arborable for our property taxes, and I left the paper back there. My primary taxes went up $50. That's 54% is a lot. And I would like to just ask the City Mesa, what are you guys going to do about our infrastructure? Scott Smith told us that not everybody in Mesa likes vanilla. He told us that putting $6 million pools was great. He told us that everybody wanted lazy river pools at Mesa High, that the millions of dollars they spent to put lights on Mesa Drive. Meanwhile, in our houses, we sat in crap water to our waist that we had to wade through. The city's going to spend $300,000 for fertilizer. I know where there's a whole bunch. Just come to our neighborhood. Our homes may be 40-year-old homes, but that means we built those impact fees, and our taxes have paid to help maintain the city of Mesa. We need infrastructure. We need vital infrastructure. I don't know if it was ADOT. I don't know if it was City of Mesa. Like I said, after the fact, the city did a wonderful job. I thank them. I thank all the private sector people that stepped up. But we live in an area where people are renters. They're still living in sort of emotional. They're living in boxes. Some of the people on our street have no houses to go to. The city did step up. They did come up with resources. But it's too late after the fact. You guys are passing a general plan that's going to go 23 years out. And I beg you to really stop and think about what your fiduciary duty is to us, to the lowest citizens, to the middle class citizens. You know what? Scott Smith was right. Maybe not everybody wants vanilla. But we don't even have bread and water in our community in the terms of, you know, what our infrastructure is. The city knew that infrastructure was bad. 2 years ago, we were told it was bad. The plumbing along Mason Drive, the black sewage line, parts of that are collapsing. 2 years ago, the city had to reroute it. Right now, the general plan doesn't address anything. They talk about, you know, all these master plan communities and what the certain areas should be. I think that's great. I think it's awesome. You guys have done a lot of work. But I think you guys need to really go back to the drawing board and think about what the infrastructure for our city needs to be. And the communities that need it need to be addressed. These were the poorest of the poor people. It hit a neighborhood that was hard. And it was lack of someone. Someone dropped the ball, and we want to know who. We want the city to look further into it. And if it was a 1-in-1,000-year flood, I would please like Grandpa Moses or whoever it was that had that data to bring it forth. So I guess that's my 3 minutes, and I am asking the city to do the right thing by the citizens of Mesa who have been flooded.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia. You. Thank you for coming. I wish we could respond to you directly from the dais, but unfortunately, state law prohibits us from addressing anything that's not on our agenda. So I'm sure council members or staff will come and chat with you as soon as the meeting's over, and unfortunately, we can't do that in a more formal way right now. But thank you for being here. That completes our agenda tonight. Do we have a motion to adjourn the regular council meeting?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.